Hello, and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Maria Wyrzyńska, and here are today's top stories. Research has revealed that marketers are not effectively targeting users. 70% of consumers believe that VR and AR are set up to become mainstream technology very soon. And social media advertising in India is proving to be a successful strategy. A new survey has revealed that more than half of consumers feel that marketers are not targeting them in an effective way. The study conducted by Blue Van questioned more than 2,000 consumers in both the UK and the US and 600 B2C marketers. It was found that 58% of responders believe that digital marketing campaigns aren't targeting them well enough, with 46% wanting e-commerce sites to offer personalized sites which are organized based on users' preferences. The report also found that many marketers are not using the data available to them efficiently, although people are becoming increasingly open to being targeted by ads. A spokesperson from Blue Van said, "Even though marketers have heavily invested in many technologies, our findings show there are clearly still issues with using data effectively," before adding that once these tools are used correctly, it will help create a more enjoyable customer experience. A study by Ericsson Consumer Lab has found that 7 in every 10 consumers in developed markets think that virtual and augmented reality are set to become mainstream within the next few years. Nearly 10,000 people were questioned, with around 70% believing that media industry will begin to see major changes within a year, such as virtual screens to start replacing TV and theaters. Of those in the survey already using the technology, 2/5 believe that virtual spaces will begin to replace classrooms and offices before 2019. With 36% thinking that 5G will help provide more mobile VR soon. However, 1/5 of respondents complained that nausea brought by the use of technology might become an issue as VR becomes more widespread. Social media advertising in India is an effective strategy. According to research performed by Regalix, 86% of social media users in India have clicked on ads, with 42% claim to do so on a regular basis. However, within the youngest demographic of 18 to 24 year olds, just 35% of respondents said they clicked on ads, compared to nearly half of those aged between 25 to 34, signaling that ad power may be failing amongst younger users. The survey also asked respondents about the influence which social media had over purchase decision. It was found that 81% of smartphone users used social platforms to make buying choices by looking for product assessment as opposed to recommendations. There is still plenty of room for social media growth in India, with just 20% of the population expecting to use social media platforms this year. Ad blocking is expected to continue to grow in the US despite advertisers' effort to better target consumers. eMarketer estimated that 30% of internet users in the country will use adblock software by 2018, up from just 16% in 2014. However, efforts are being made to stop this growth by publishers, such as using detection software to display messages to users using ad blockers designed to convince them to whitelist this site. A survey in Europe recently found that 18% of users with ad blocking turned on would be willing to whitelist a site if they believed its advertising was reasonable and appropriate. Another strategy used by publishers is to block anyone using and blocking from seeing any content unless it is turned off. However, it was found that 74% of those with ad blocking turned on would be simply find another site if faced with a site block. And finally, Google has announced that it is to stop scanning emails' contents to collect data in order to provide personalized ads. Prior to announcement, users with an account on Google's Gmail service had their emails scanned for relevant data. Google said that Gmail content will not be used or scanned for any ads personalization after this change, with the service now set up to be brought in line with companies' other products. Google will continue to scan Gmail emails for the purpose of scam and malware detection. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV services to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time!